This is Bill Blomquist, and welcome back to the podcast on prophetic song. We're looking in a series currently at the qualities of prophetic song leaders. Okay, here we go. The first quality that I would think would be important, and this is all coming out of my experience, which could swing either way, I guess, is to have some sort of giftedship, spiritual giftedship, in the revelatory gifts. Okay? These are gifts such as word of knowledge, prophecy, visions, dreams, this sort of thing. Someone who is anointed as a prophetic song leader. Why do I say that? Well, the initial DNA of songs are all discerned through the Spirit. I mean, God is a Spirit, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. He reveals His heart to us through the Holy Spirit, and many times, not always, I mean, they could come through visions and words of knowledge and dreams and prophecies. They can also come through pains, burdens. You know, some of us who have done like healing ministry know that, man, just the ways that God speaks to us are just, you know, you can't count them. Memories, you know, songs that come up into our hearts from long ago could be songs that He's speaking to us. So I think that's pretty big. So, you know, if you're a leader and you don't have that, or you don't feel that you have any revelatory gifts, these revelatory gifts that are revealed by God from His Spirit to ours, and then translated through our humanity out to others or to be embraced by somebody else. If we don't have that, I think you can ask for that. I really do think that if He's probably called you to be a music leader, He's probably will equip you to do the job. When do they say God always pays for what He orders? And so I think that would be a cool thing. You can just say, Lord, you know, equip me here in Jesus' name. So that's revelatory giftedship. I think a big piece of it, secondly, is that you need to be musically gifted. Not so much skilled, but skilled is very important. Giftedship is, I guess anybody can play, you know, instrument, but worship is a whole different animal. And just because you're a gifted musician doesn't make you a worship leader. It's a whole sort of a genre within a subgenre, if you will. But being skilled is important. Our psalmist writes, sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. You know, and so when I say skillfully, I think that the prophetic song leader, if he or she is leading from an instrument, and or really anybody who's following the leader, needs to have a basic knowledge of your chord patterns, you know, the dynamics of your instrument, your highs and lows, your treble. If you're working with pedals, you know, what could you use to nurture the song that is being sung? If it's a mellow song, if you're a guitar player, you know, put a thick chorus behind it. If it's or strings on your keyboard. Is it a rock song? Is it a song of intercession? Well, know your instrument enough where you could sync up the velocity, and I can't think of the word now, of your instrument with the word that's being sung and the word that's being expressed. So know your instrument, you know, your effects, your keyboard patches, your drum patches, and even your vocal abilities. So there's a bit of skilled giftedship that comes along with being a prophetic song leader as well. Very important is having unity and a sense of team unity and a team that is submitted, I want to say, and who is submitted to leadership. It kind of goes horizontal and vertical. Horizontal, there needs to be a real sort of a community, a relational sensitivity, if you will, among your team. You know, in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel and 1 Samuel 19:20, there were these groups of people that would, you know, roam around. They were intentional schools of prophets. They were much more than schools, but they were communities. They knew each other, they ate together, and they were unified in seeking the Lord's word and then proclaiming that as a band of prophets. Interestingly, in their Hebrew, the word band means to twist together or to bind or to, quote unquote, band together. So this was a real unity thing. But it doesn't stop there because, you know, everything has to have a leader. So there's a real spirit of submission to the priest, the pastor of the church, and or to the worship leader. Why is that? Well, pastorally, priests and the leaders are given a little bit more vision, and they have an ability to see more than non-priests and non-leaders. I don't know really why that is. I guess God gives a shepherd the foresight to know where to bring the sheep. But it seems to happen. Sometimes they can see things that we can't. So we need to submit ourselves to the leadership of our worship leader or pastor or priest. And musically, it all points to leadership. Even when you're doing the song, say you're singing, holiness unto the Lord, and then the worship leader decides to go off onto a tangent, which is a very wonderful thing to do, sort of continue the chord progression, but maybe changing the lyrics in order to speak prophetically into the congregation at large. That's going to demand an ebb and flow. And the worship leader, he or she is, you know, she's getting it and singing it at the same time. So, you know, they have their, you know, they got their work cut out for them. And in that, they need to know that you're behind them and you are playing behind them, singing behind them, and you're not out to sort of derail their leadership. No, we stay submitted to our leader. They are designated by God to lead. We listen to them. So, you know, the leader are really, in a sense, are sort of the lungs over the people. They determined how loud the song is, the intensity, the flow of it, and the overall dynamics. You know, it could be a beautiful dance and then flip around into sort of a sudden inspiration to play loudness and jump up and down. You know, maybe there's drum loops that need to be done. Maybe if it's an inner healing song, you know, it's just you just have the ability to let the leadership be leadership, and you just chill out, you put your instrument down, and you pray for your leader as he or she is about the business of leading the congregation into the prophetic. But all of these dynamics are about leadership, and it's always really kind of fun from a leadership point of view to look at your team and say, you know, we're going to be doing chords C, F, and G. Just play that over and over, and we're all going, okay. And it's sort of it's like watching a fireworks show. You know, we don't know, we know something's coming. We don't know what it is. We have an idea, but we're all sort of experiencing this beautiful thing being birthed through us to others. And that's just an amazing thing. And I might add, I think one more gift and leadership quality before we end this podcast, I think I would call it the gift of guts. Because this is risky, risky stuff. And maybe you have, I certainly have. I've been out, you know, put my neck on the edge and thought that the Lord wanted me to do something, sing something, and I open up my mouth and I get like the first sentence and I don't know what else to sing. And so you're out there just sort of making mistakes. But when you hit the sweet spot, there's nothing like it. So I would say that the gift of guts is pretty good. And you know, seriously thinking, you know, it says in the word that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So there's something about getting your neck on the line, you know, just sort of, this is what we're going to do and do it. You know, step out into grace. And, you know, more times than not, he will capture you. And he will capture your congregation through you. My first experience with prophetic song, well, prophetic anything, I was in an assembly, and the pastor said, we're going to have a time where we can hear the Lord, and if any of you, we're about 300 people, if any of you have a word or a vision or something you'd like to share for the benefit of the well-being of the congregation, I invite you to stand up. As soon as he said that, I had my heart started pounding, and I had about the first sentence of a longer word, it sort of drifted into oblivion. I said, Lord, I'm not going to do this. This is not my spiritual gift. This is not what I do. And I've never done it before, and I'm not going to do it. Long story short, when I made that decision, the guy next to me in the seat began to squirm, and he stood up. And he said the same thing as I was going to say. And then he added and kept on adding and adding and adding and adding to it. Because the Lord was giving him the words as he stepped out on that first step of faith. God met him. And then they got to go further. And I was so disappointed in myself because I said, darn it all, I could have had that blessing. But it didn't happen. So, you know, truth is, God's going to get his word out. He's going to sing a song no matter what. We just get the blessing of being a part of it. And so those are our gifts, basic things, you know, being anointed, skilled, unity in leadership, and the gift of guts. Next podcast, we're going to be looking at spark plugs. So I hope to see you there. And God bless you.